I want to sing my favorite theme song.
Which is?
I'm a ass man.
Billy Gunn.
Yes, I'm a ass man.
Oh, poor Billy.
I love to love him.
Pull
I Billy. Love to kick him.
Yep.
I love to shove him.
Yeah.
I love to... Y'all just going to keep letting me sing the hook.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the How to Nerd podcast. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living. I am here with my two incredible hosty hosts. We've
so
got
excited.
The incomparable Brennan Edwards.
Oh, hey,
yo.
Hey,
it's good to see you.
Good
man.
To see you, man. Good to
you
see you, man.
Know what it is.
And then we have
the best person on the show.
Crazy
quite
ass
honestly.
Roxy Hayes.
I'm not.
Just crazy ass. That's how I describe it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be an incredible episode today for you guys, but before we get into everything, please make sure you guys subscribe to the channel, make sure you guys click the bell so you guys can stay notified every time something new gets uploaded. Today's episode is dedicated to something that I absolutely love, I watch all day, every day, I've stayed in love with all these years, and that is wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
Wrestling. The wrestling business.
My God.
My God, Jim. You gotta love it. Turns out Brennan don't know anything about
it. Shit, God damn it.
Can you imagine if he worked for Vince McMahon?
Oh.
Like all the stories we've heard, if Brennan worked for Vince.
Oh, he would have been out of there.
Yeah, it'd have sent your black ass home.
Mm-hmm. He don't know what we're talking about.
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
I don't know anything about him.
You don't even know who, you know who Vince McMahon is.
You wore do-rags?
See, he did that one time.
You know the meme? You know the meme of Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't know anything.
He's like a villain, right?
Especially now. Yeah, but he's the owner of the WWE.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Okay, all right. But yeah, so Brennan doesn't know absolutely anything about wrestling. Me and Roxy do. We love this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. But so we'll get into. I would like to start off by saying this: when it comes to wrestling, there's this whole narrative, which is obvious, that it's fake fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, it's fake fighting, but this fake fighting has been selling out arenas around the world. For years, it has generated billions of dollars in merchandising for years. So that tells you that the guys that you love, the guys who were getting the boxing ring, the guys in the UFC, they wish that they could get the amount of money that these guys can generate off of fake fighting.
They make a lot.
That's why we have the TKO company now, which is WWE and UFC underneath the same umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You know anything about this, Brennan?
No.
No? Okay. but this is why I love it, man. I enjoy watching WWE because it is such great storytelling. And these characters, it's good and evil. It's a heel and a face.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you love wrestling, Roxy?
I love wrestling because it's like a soap opera with fighting.
Yep.
Like, it's so much drama. It's intrigue. It's sex. It's like, it's sexy, swole men in their drawers. Like, of course. I love wrestling.
I like how she's making you question your love. Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, that part. Yeah.
I mean, it's women. Yep. I mean, it's way more women in now than it was, which is also great, too. They've dialed down the sex a lot. You know, I got into it during the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when...
Sable.
Puppies, and Jacqueline. And they would come out and they would
Stratus.
Literally fight and... bra and panty matches and take people clothes off.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely become
that
more...
Sounds entertaining.
Like, you missed out.
So you didn't watch any of that, like, at all? Like,
never
did you hear
Rock,
about, like,
nothing?
Your friends talking about it, at least?
I have never once seen any form of wrestling. Like you're like, have you seen any episodes of any wrestling ever? It's like, no, I've never seen anything.
That's crazy.
I know the perfect thing to play him, though. Like, I know the thing that will hook him, but
TLC
we'll have to play
match?
It later. No. I got the perfect intro as far as a match to play for him to see if it would draw him in. But you know nothing about it because you just weren't interested? Like, it didn't come...
Not enough violence?
Wow. Not enough violence. Isn't it all fighting? No, so
no,
the reason I didn't like wrestling is because the biggest reason is because my dad didn't like it. You know, my dad didn't like it, but the reason he didn't like it is my dad grew up in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And like in Virginia, it's like it's a binary thing. You know, it's like either you are wrestling is not only the most amazing thing in the world, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's real.
Yeah, territory wrestling, yeah.
You know what I'm saying though? Like they're like, this is real. Like this is not a
yeah, they're not playing with
they
you.
Really like I have cousins that to this day still are very much so like this is not an act.
Mm-hmm.
This is these real people's lives. This is how they deal with their problems.
Yeah.
This is what happens and there's lawsuits, there's all these things because this is what is happening in real life.
Yeah.
And so they believe that so hard. My dad watched it with them and was just like, this is not that. And so then he raised me like, yeah, wrestling, whatever. Yeah, that's for people think that shit's real. That's all I ever heard as a kid. People think it's real.
So
he went and saw it and was like, this is fake. I don't mess with it.
Yeah.
So I had the same experience. So the first time I watched it was with my cousins that were like, Brennan, this is real. This is like their lie. Like it was pretty much telling me how real it was and how amazing it was. And I sat down and watched it for like 5 minutes and I was like, nigga. I was like, not real. That's not even a punch. Oh, he totally hit him. I'm like, no, he didn't. Like, you know, I was like, no, he didn't. That's not a hit. And they're like, no, he punched him. He kicked him. He's going to die if he doesn't do anything. I was just like, all right, cool. You guys have fun. And then I just walked away. And that's, for me, was the reason why I didn't watch it at all. Now, to this, now to the credit of wrestling and to the respect to people who watch wrestling, I now understand what it actually is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a show. It is entertainment, just like a movie.
Sports entertainment.
Just like anything else. It is absolutely just a show. It's entertainment. It's not meant to be real. It's meant to be entertaining. Mm-hmm. And so I understand that now, which makes me more open to the possibility of watching it. Mm. You know, but now that I've missed everything, I'm just like, well, shit, like, anime, baby. You know what I'm saying?
But you haven't missed everything. Yeah, you haven't.
And they're starting, like, it's like almost like every 10 years, it's like a whole new crop of people. So it's like a new storyline. And yeah, they pull from the old stuff.
You were just at a wrestling match.
Yeah, it was at Raw. Monday Night Raw was just in Anaheim. And they were leading up to WrestleMania in April.
Whole new storyline.
It was always fun.
Anybody I've ever heard going to a wrestling match is always like, that was the greatest thing ever.
It's because the energy's there.
It's the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I went to when, you remember when The Rock came back like the eighth time?
He recently came back.
Yeah, he's back now. He keeps coming back. But
which is smart.
He came back in Houston for SmackDown. It was like, he was singing the song on the guitar to Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah.
I was at that one.
You were there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was, me, my brother, and Maya. Maya's not, my daughter, she's not super into wrestling, but like, just her being there live and just seeing all this stuff, she loved it. So yeah,
you know how people go to like a baseball game and the crowd, they have all those different things that kind of keep people interactive. Yeah. It's the same thing when these guys get in that ring and they get on that microphone. Like the crowd can't wait to either boo that person or cheer that person. Mm-hmm. They can't wait to say the catchphrase along with their favorite wrestler.
Would you want to be a wrestler? And if you were, would you want to be a hero or villain?
A face or a heel?
Yeah.
A what?
A face or a heel?
Hill?
Heel. Like heel.
I'm country.
Oh,
so like that's that wrestling lingo, wrestling
baby
jargon.
Babyface or heel?
Got it. Yeah, I don't know.
Babyface is the good guy. Heel's the bad guy. I would come out as a heel. I would debut as a heel, but then eventually have my turn and be the babyface.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most wrestlers do flip flop. You know, like The Rock, they try to make
Who's
him a face.
The most famous heel of all time?
The most famous heel of all time?
The Rock.
The Rock was a heel?
Yeah.
He came out as a face. Yep. You know, Rocky Maivia.
Rocky Maivia, yep.
And then but they hated him.
Die,
they
Rocky,
hated
die.
They
used to scream that from the crowd. Die,
I thought
Rocky,
everybody liked Rocky.
No.
When he first debuted at SummerSlam, and he comes from a generation of wrestlers. His his great-grandfather, the great high chief, Peter Maivia. His father, Rocky Johnson, was the first black tag team champion. So he comes from a lineage.
They tried to make him like a generational
nepo
baby.
It was just so funny when you're like champion. It's like when they win something, it's all scripted, right? So it's like for them to win something, it's like, yeah, we already knew that you're going to be the first black tag team champion because we determined that's what was going to happen.
Great, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you could say that as far as like the business of it, they know that this is the move they're going to make, but they're investing in the fact that, hey, we're going to make this move happen
so that way fans can buy in.
But it takes so much work for them to get to that point because like you said, the fans got to like you,
it's
people got to be behind you.
I get that. For me, I'm still, there's just a separation for me. There's a disconnect in the space of the word champion. That's all. Like for me, because it's like when I think of a champion, I'm like, all right, they won, they overcame, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like
I get you.
Actual competition instead of predetermined they were supposed to win. They were it was scripted.
A lot of stuff be cookbooks too, if we just talking other
If we keep it a buck, that's also
true.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot of storylines in real sports. We ain't gonna get into that.
We can play that game all you want, but I don't think you want to.
So let's put it in the space of like a competitive thing, like what Brendan's talking about. If someone is champion, right?
Yeah.
And the company is choosing to put their title, the WWE title, on them. That means they gotta bring in numbers. That means that the every arena they step into has to be sold out. That means every time they cut a promo, it has to be something that people are constantly talking about. Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a responsibility to be on a champion's table.
I mean, I agree.
And so you lose it real quick.
That's just
too.
Like saying, like, you know, like being like an A-list actor as a lead of a movie, right?
Okay, agreed.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just like you don't directly control what the marketing machine behind you does. You just got to show up on camera the way you're supposed to show up on camera.
True.
And off, too, because, you know, they be getting rid of you for drugs and crack.
Yeah, I get
But not real wrestling. They be doing drugs. And
I'm saying wrestling, like they kind of like, they wave lines. It's like,
it depends on
I'm
what
just
you
saying,
do.
Like, the top wrestler, like, you know, it's like, and they got caught doing coke. People be like, well, yeah, I'm saying like,
yeah,
but
back
did
the day
he
was
win
wild.
The match?
Well, I mean, that even, but that is just like there's no performance enhancement, like there's no drugs testing in wrestling.
Oh, no, there is, but
Yeah, it's it got better. It got better.
That's all
I'm
saying. Like, I don't know.
The 90s was crazy.
Steroids was everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
I think it was Hogan, and Hogan had to go to court for Vince. It was a wild thing back in the day. But yeah, we're in a different era now. Like, you can tell, like, it's it's way more official. Like I said, they got TKO, which is the umbrella that WWE and UFC are now underneath, which are managed by WME. So, like, they're running it like real business now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, look, I want to hear more about this. Like I said, I got to go early today.
Yeah.
So, y'all have fun in your Playland of Wrestling.
I knew you
guys have fun in the Playland
Brandon
of Wrestling.
Brandon sucks.
I'm going to take it. Yeah, exactly. Brandon sucks.
I take it. I'll be
Brandon
a heel.
Sucks.
I'll be a heel.
Brandon sucks.
Oh, he would be an amazing heel. You'd be a great manager of a heel.
Yeah.
Manager of
a heel. He'd be like the black Paul Heyman. You know who Paul Heyman is?
I've never heard that name.
You don't know
shit.
Get out of here.
You don't know nothing.
It's just funny. You said it and you were looking at me for a reaction. I'm like, bro, I got nothing. I don't know what that is.
God damn it, Brandon.
I'm going to see myself out.
Bye, Brandon.
Bye, Brandon.
Roxy.
Brandon sucks.
Let's talk wrestling, man.
Yeah, let's go.
We could do this.
Because we know about it. We like happiness.
Wow. I can't. I'm going to take him to a show.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take him to a show. Don't waste your money. The door's still open.
See. Your favorite wrestler of all time. You can only choose one.
No.
Only one.
No.
Only one.
I can't.
You got to.
I cannot.
I'm hosting this episode.
Oh, damn it. Why'd y'all give him power? Dang, I can't. Because I have like seven.
Fine, Roxy. Give me five.
Five. Okay. Five. Do tag teams count as two people or one people?
Tag teams count as one.
Yes. Okay. Off top, the Hardy Boys.
Number one.
The Hardy Boys are like my favorite. I love it. And then when they brought Lita, we're not going to get into the mess with Edge.
Ooh,
but yeah, like
Team Extreme.
Yeah, but like that's when like they were just doing it with the match with Edge and Christian. Mm-hmm. And like they just had so many iconic matches, but just how they came out with the... it was just dope. The Rock. Okay, The Rock was my number one for like years, but I don't like... Stop coming back. You know what I mean?
We'll
like,
get into that. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I feel like just let the legacy be. They keep bringing him back, and I understand why they're bringing him back, but I feel like the reason, you know, a lot of fans are mad is because, like, there's other people that need to be pushed. Mm-hmm. Love The Rock, but you 60. It was kind of the same issue people were having with, like, Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Stop bringing this old ass back. You doing movies, you're good. Like, let the new people come in and build their stuff, right? Okay. But still, The Rock is still up there. Rock, he's one of the reasons, like, I do comedy. He was just so funny and good on the mic. Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Stone Cold's crazy.
Yep.
He's just iconic. Mm-hmm. The match with him and The Rock.
Beautiful.
Mick Foley.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Mick Foley.
You saying that makes a lot of sense.
He was one of my
favorite. Mick Foley, okay. Cactus Jack, or Mankind
or
Dude Love.
All of them.
Okay,
man. I love just the fact that he had all of those characters. I actually met Mick Foley. He was doing like a one-man show in Houston. And I got a Mr. Sacco. It was in storage and I could not find it. But he signed. I made a Mr. Sacco before I went in there, and he signed it. And I have my Mr. Sacco. But like, he's just such a great person off camera too. Like he stayed. It was packed. So it was like 500 people in there. He stayed and signed something for every single person.
Beautiful.
He didn't rush anybody. He was very, very humble.
Yeah.
So I love him. And his matches are iconic with the tooth in his nose.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Man.
Getting thrown off the cage in front of his children. Crazy.
Taker killed a man that
Yo,
night.
Taker,
like,
yeah, Taker killed
a man. Like,
that
let's
man.
Not, like, they had
wild.
To resuscitate him. He did kill that man that night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so just, like, that, all of that was just crazy. And then that was my next one, because that's five, right?
Yeah.
Undertaker.
Taker, okay.
Undertaker is one of the only wrestlers that's always in character.
Yep.
I was not a fan of the American Badass. I just felt racist.
he definitely would tell me he was going to say boy to Booker T.
He would always call people boy.
Yeah.
I'm offended, but just like the longevity, I hate that he lost that match. I don't think they should have did that. I understand why.
The streak?
Yeah, like there was no reason to kill that streak. They should have let him keep the streak. I just as a fan, let him have it. You know, they don't like people leaving with shit. We don't get into how they screwed over Bret Hart, but like, you know, they like, you're not leaving with our shit. Like, you're not, you can't leave on top.
Yeah.
But Undertaker, and even still now, like, Taker is great.
So the five list.
Yeah.
That was you didn't throw me for me to ask you the list and your number one off top was like the Hardy Boys. I'd expect like three or four, but like your number one Hardys.
Hardy.
Did
Hardy
you
Boys.
Care about Matt or Jeff or just love them both?
Okay, no, Jeff.
Everyone loved Jeff.
I love because
he was a high flyer. I get it.
Yeah,
he was swaggy.
Yeah,
There's a lot of.
He's wearing a do-rag now. I'm like, why are you wearing a do-rag?
Jeff Wilding. Jeff been having issues.
He don't be giving a damn. But even like, you know, Taker was supposed to like push him over, and that was a whole thing because of drugs and all that. But even seeing him like come back,
yeah,
because he was going through a lot.
I was there in Orlando for WrestleMania when, so Jeff and Matt were doing the indie thing. They were at a different company. And Matt Hardy had the delete thing going on, right? And people love that. Like Matt built himself up to be just as banging in the independent circuit as, you know, Jeff or what they were in the at that time WWF. So I'm in Orlando, I'm at Mania, and you could feel like they're like, we know that the Hardys are in the city because there was an indie show right down the road. So we're there. And they're getting ready to have this tag team ladder match for the titles. And Enzo Amore comes out there, and it's three other people. Then all of a sudden, the New Day's music hits. Oh. And people thought the New Day were going to enter themselves into the WrestleMania match. And they say, we just found out that this is going to be a Fatal 4-Way for the titles. We wonder who it's going to be. And then the New Day starts walking down the aisle. And then the Hardy's Boys music hits.
I know everybody went crazy.
I blacked. I don't remember anything until they got to the ring. I don't remember them walking down, none of it. Because I couldn't believe I'm seeing the Hardy Boys.
That's crazy.
At WrestleMania. So yes, top five for me though. I'm going to go with Rock. I'm going to go with Shawn Michaels. I have to go with Shawn Michaels as an in-ring performer.
He's amazing.
He can wrestle a broom and make the room look broom look like
he be
the champion.
Selling the kicks, the fall. He sell when he kicked Ric Flair into retirement.
Beautiful moment. Had to put old Yeller out of his misery. Shotgun that poor guy, man. So we got Rock, we got Shawn Michaels, we got Austin. My last two of all-time favorite wrestlers, Seth Rollins is my guy of this era. I really enjoy what Seth has been able to do and reinvent himself in so many ways. Like, I was a fan off top of him being the Architect with the Shield. Then he breaks off. Then it becomes the, you know, then his knee gave out and he came back. When he came back, though, I don't know if you remember seeing when Roman had won that match.
Yeah.
And Seth came running out of the crowd. Seth was jacked. Hippie, by any chance, can you pull this video up really fast? Like, I just got to show that if you've seen it. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen. So, like, for the past, like, 10, 15 years, I've been in and out of wrestling, so I always catch, like, the clips and the highlights.
Yeah.
But everybody was going crazy because they were like, we didn't know he's back. We didn't know what was happening. And yet he looked
crazy.
Crazy
big.
He looked completely different.
I'm like, yo, this is, like, legit Triple H now.
Been training.
He's big.
This man's been going through it.
Yeah, man.
I will say Triple H is up there for me too. Just like
Triple H as a
top
heel.
Top 20. Oh, he's
that's the one.
The sledgehammer and I am the game.
But his
gimmick is crazy.
And you know what's crazy is that gimmick was supposed to go to Owen Hart.
Really?
The whole the game build, the music, that was supposed to be Owen's character. And Hunter got it, and bro, he built it crazy. And there's nothing like him. Like, I love Triple H because it's almost like art imitating life. Everything that he says is like being the game. You got to go through me. He runs the company now. He was right.
What did they say? He be taking people's knees out?
Boom. Look how huge Seth looks.
Yes.
Seth is like a CrossFit body guy, so he's slim. But look how big he looked
when
he came back.
Jacked.
This was in Vegas. And I love... No, this wasn't in Vegas, but...
He fine.
Yes, hey, Seth is my guy. Seth is like one of the all-around ring wrestlers. Like he can high fly. He can do the power style. He can do a grappling style. Like, people lost it when Seth came back. Look how big he looks.
He was very small.
Yeah.
Like slender.
When he was Shield Seth, he was very slim. Shield Seth, come on now. Were you a Dean Ambrose fan?
Yeah.
I couldn't do Dean. But yeah.
I just be liking...
I have to... I give you three.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you said Seth was four.
Seth was four?
You got one more, I think.
Chris Jericho.
Oh, my God.
I love Chris Jericho because he does whatever he wants.
From the beginning, too, like he came in not get Y2J and just the buildup of that.
We got to talk about that.
We
got
to talk about this build. Just how he fed off of the whole Y2K. They built it up for so long. We're like, what the hell is coming? And when he finally came, we're like, I don't know what the fuck this is. But then he just came in and was what I will say. I'm sorry. I'm everywhere because I'm super excited. He's one of the only people to me that could match The Rock on the mic.
On the mic? Oh, he has the punchlines?
Oh, go ahead.
He's good. He's good. He built the Jerichoholics thing. Yep. He built the list. You made a list over in the 20s and the 2019s. I'm like, how did you put this over, bro?
Crazy.
That was cool. He had the Jerichoholics thing. That was really dope. The list was in the new era. He had and you will never, ever. Like, he got again. That kind of stuff. Oh, my. He was so cool, bro. Jericho is up there for me. He influenced a lot of my stuff visually. Mm. Like, because when he came in, it was that glitch thing. Mm. And a lot of my content today, I put it because of that. Big Jericho fan. And he's a guy who gets to do whatever he wants. Like, he's done this business and he's built his career to do
He's definitely,
anything.
Like, respected.
He did WCW even before the WWE. Before that, he was doing all over the world wrestling. He builds himself. He was the first undisputed champion. Yeah. He held both titles. Remember, he beat The Rock and Stone Cold the same night. How the hell did that happen?
How did they let it happen? Which, just like you were saying earlier, like, he had to build all of this up. Because when would we accept that?
I remember being pissed off that he won that night.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I know we're talking about wrestling as a whole, but, like, the Attitude Era for me was, like, and that's when I got into it. So, you know, there's always, like, a nostalgia. But, like, that was, for me, the golden age of wrestling for me. Like, they didn't care.
No.
It was loose.
Very.
It was dirty. It was, but like the wrestlers and just like the personas of that time. Like, we had we got like Mark Henry.
Yep.
We had like
Kane.
You had
Al
Big
Snow.
Show.
You
had Head Cheese.
Al Snow, for those that don't know, his whole gimmick was carrying around a head that you would get if you went to like you go to school for
cosmetology,
like a cosmetology head.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little mannequin head. He carried that around and he wrote "Help Me" backwards on it. And this music would hit and people would lose their minds. Like, what does everybody want?
Head.
What does everybody
like,
need?
So inappropriate. That's so
stupid.
But just like, why were we children yelling? The 90s for wrestling was crazy.
Yes, it was.
To suck it.
I got suspended. I got suspended. Rosewood Elementary School.
Suck it. I got in trouble because I didn't know, and I had said Poontang Pie.
That's a rock.
The Rock. Yeah. Yep. I had said it to like some soldiers. Me and my mom were talking to some soldiers, and we were talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
And I was just saying quotes, and I was like, "Yeah, Poontang Pie," and they got so quiet. I was looking at my mom, and she was like, "Yeah, there's some inappropriate things in wrestling." I was like, "What are you talking about? That's hilarious." And I got older. I was like, "Oh, that was vagina."
No, so what
I was
meant.
Talking about vagina, and then he was strudel.
Yep.
And we started talking about strudel.
Yeah.
The Rock just. Candy ass, like
dog
jabroni.
Rock's back again now, right? He's here, but it feels different.
Yeah,
when he would come back before, it was just to pop the crowd, sure. But now, because of everything that's going on, like, Rock's here now.
Yeah,
and he's on the board. Like, he's on the board of the TKO thing.
Oh, well, that
so
makes
that's
sense.
When you say it, it's like, oh, he's coming back just to be like the old guy. Like, no, he's actually doing.
Well, now he's back.
And what's wild to me is like Walking Tall is a WWE film.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that till the premiere. That? Yeah, I'm at the premiere and the things come on.
You seen all these wrestlers? You're like, oh,
yeah, right. But then turns out Rock didn't own his own name, so it was always Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Oh. Now, because he's on the board, he bought his name back. He has the Rock.
Well, now, and he's going back to number one, not just because you make smart business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Rock's very smart with his business.
Yeah,
stuff,
even,
man.
Like, with the movies, I didn't know, like, you know, all the movies he's in, his production company's part
Seven
of
Bucks
it.
Production.
Yeah, so he, like, but that's why he can't lose. That's why all these things, which I don't feel like that is great as an actor, to never lose, because for us as the audience, we're like, oh, he's going to win. It'll be fine.
But you that's know, him.
Like, but he's the Rock.
That's so storytelling at a layered thing, though. And he's the only reason he has that is because of
all the stuff he's built.
Yeah,
I can do what I want. Like with Jericho, when you get to a certain level, you can do what you want.
You can do what you want, man. Favorite female wrestlers?
Ooh, all time.
Give me all time.
Off top, number one, R.I.P. China.
China.
I'm China. Like, China was very influential to me. Like, especially in the 90s.
Yeah,
the 90s was very misogynistic.
Yeah.
They were very sexualized women, and the women in wrestling at that time, even though they were good, they were clearly there for the male gaze.
Yeah,
like titties and ass.
We had
puppies match.
We had the Godfather. Let's not forget
the whole. He's so nice too.
He is.
But yeah, like the whole train. It was literally a pimp. For those of you that did not watch wrestling,
tell
there's a man named the Godfather, and he was a pimp, and he would come down with a group of hoes. They were called Hoes, and his theme song would start off saying, "Come aboard the Hoes train." Okay, so that was what was going on. So to see China, a woman, being masked, she was very swole. They would call her the eighth wonder of the world.
Yep.
And she was just extremely muscular, but they treated her like a male wrestler. Mm-hmm. They didn't treat her how they were treating a lot of the female wrestlers, which was fucked up how they were treating them.
Yeah.
But like, they treated her as an equal. And so like, she was, I think she was the first female Intercontinental champion.
Yep.
Yeah, and she was like a tag team champion with men. And I feel like she really paved the way for women wrestlers now.
Yeah.
You know, like now, it's not that crazy divide. Mm-hmm. It is, we're more on an equal playing field.
Yeah.
So even for like the Trish Stratus, who was another one of my favorite wrestlers, I really liked her gimmick of like, she was sexy, but same thing, like she got down. Yeah. She wasn't just here to be pretty. She was pretty, but she fought. Excuse me. Number one, two, I said one was Shayna. Mm. Trish Stratus, like four.
Okay.
Four or five. Lita's two.
Lita's too,
because I just love the high flyers. I love
the
people
thong
that,
thing. Yeah, like she pulled that thong to her rib cage.
Was high, looking like Manny from Degrassi. There was no reason. I used to be like, "Now how you wrestling with that up your ass like
man.
That?" But she would.
She would.
She
do
was
it.
Back foot. I know she was chafed. She was chafed after that match. That was crazy.
Yeah,
was
man.
It's just crazy. But yeah, them draws,
she used to have a thong hiked up way
to her
high.
Chest.
Yeah.
But same thing, like she would get in the ring.
Yeah.
She would get in them 3-on-3 and she would fight men. She was fighting men. And so she was just great. Now, the whole storyline with her and Matt and Edge, that's when I was like, Vince is a psychopath.
Yep.
Because to write, okay, now I got to tell y'all the story. So it's Matt Hardy and Lita were dating. They were a couple. At some point, Lita and Edge become a couple. I think it was when Matt was
injured,
and yeah. then was he? They weren't gonna bring him back. They were saying something about drugs. Was that same time?
That same time.
Yeah. So he was gone. So her and Edge, who was another wrestler, started getting close. They started dating. She was cheating on
Matt. Found Matt. The text.
Yeah, he found the text where they were texting, and so
T9 texting, by the way,
which is crazy.
Let's think of this
you
era.
Double,
this isn't.
You know
this
long?
Isn't. You know, this is T9 flip phone texting and getting caught up with the antics.
And so Vince McMahon writes a storyline about this love triangle while they're in this love triangle.
While it's happening.
And so there's a match that they had where like Matt's like tied up in the ropes of the ring watching them like make out. Mind you, she's cheating on him. So he's watching this happen and we're watching like, this is crazy, but this is like real life. Vince would like, this is a psycho, like he would like something would happen to you at home and then he would put it in the storyline.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, it's to draw real emotions like they do in movies like that, but it was just like the level that he would do it was crazy.
They did this, they told this story so well that they had Edge and Lita on a call-in thing and like talking to fans if they wanted to call in and just ask them questions, da da da.
And then Matt
calls in and goes crazy. He starts calling her by her real name. He's like, is that how you really want to do me, Amy? We're like, who the fuck is Amy? Oh, that's Lita's real name? It was nuts.
Wasn't Edge married?
I don't know about that one. I don't know if Edge
was
married.
Or was he finna be? It was just, why did
it's you? It's the cool, like, it's not cool, but yo, they have an episode of WWE Rivalries, uh-huh. And it's the full doc on this episode. Oh, it's crazy.
It's a lot. Even the China Triple H Stephanie story.
Thing. Yeah, that's a thing too. Yeah.
Did you hear about how they, like how he?
He had to get her up out of there.
He got China. It's so sad.
That's the daughter's, like the boss's daughter.
That's what's, so, nah, I gotta tell that story. China and Triple H were dating. Mind you, they were also like partners on D-Generation X. They were partners together, right? So China and Triple H were dating in real life. But they also like had them partnered up in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing both. So then Triple H starts cheating in real life on China with Stephanie McMahon, who is Vince McMahon's daughter. So then he writes it in the storyline. Because at one point, remember, she was supposed to be with Test,
mm-hmm.
who was another wrestler. But once her and Triple H started messing around, he wrote it into the storyline that they were married. But China was still there.
Still at the company.
Yeah. And so they were writing it in the storylines, but China's not knowing that she's getting cheated on in real life. Triple H is telling her, oh, this is just wrestling. They're just putting this in the story. She found out she was getting cheated on because she found a letter in his briefcase. Mm. So she was like, this is not just wrestling. You're cheating on me in real life.
Damn.
And so it's murky. I've heard different stories. Like JR said, like different people are saying stuff, but like they were saying that she got fired because her performance started suffering, but she was depressed.
Yeah.
You're getting cheated on in the right, like in your face.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, RIP to her because, like, you know, she went down from there. Like, yeah. She lost her job. She lost the only thing that she was doing. She started doing drugs and all this stuff, dating X-Pac, who was abusive to her.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my allergies. But yeah.
It's
murky.
Yeah. It's a testament to how amazing this company is, right? Because it being in the Attitude Era at the time, it was as extreme as it can get, right? But the WWE was doing this thing that was, you gotta think what trash TV was at that time.
Yeah.
Let's think Jerry Springer. Let's think Maury Povich. Yeah. Like, it was like, well, Maury was, but think Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
They did Jerry Springer, but with physical fighting. People are getting chair shots, going through tables. We're actually seeing Sable's breasts on USA. Like, this is wild.
Showing
nips. That was going down at that time. So I think it's a testament to just how incredible the company was to see what they're like. The ratings had to be. I mean, you've seen the Monday Night War documentary, right? Like WCW was killing WWE because they had NWO. Mm-hmm. They had Hulk Hogan. They had all those guys over there at TNT.
And they took all of them.
Like, and then they came over.
And ECW.
Vince said WCW's up for sale. I'm buying that shit.
Right now.
What? I'm buying the rivals? And then Shane shows up at WCW, like, we bought it, right? That's a crazy storyline thing.
That was crazy.
So, in real life, WCW came up for sale. Vince bought it. They included it in the show of Vince saying, I bought my competition. I bought WCW. And then all of a sudden, Shane McMahon appears on screen. He's like,
his son?
it's Vince's real life son. And Shane goes, yeah, the contract may say McMahon, but it says Shane McMahon. So now the rivalry is WCW guys that Shane McMahon is running their crew going up against Vince McMahon's WWE.
And they had this father-son
battle. It was dope. ECW.
So good.
It was such a good moment.
It was so good.
The Invasion is what that
era
was
so
called.
Good. And that's why I'm getting back into wrestling now because I'm just remembering like how good it was. And I think for me, what kind of started taking me out was they started getting PG, which they needed to. They were wilding, but it was a complete shift for you go from that to like, there's less cursing.
Very safe.
They're taking the sex out. Like, you know, John Cena's the face now, and he was clean. He was the icon. He was, you know, helping children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He holds the record for most Make-A-Wishes.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish things. Yeah.
I love that, you know, it's more black women in wrestling. Like, we never saw this many black women in wrestling.
I was at the Mania where Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair headlined.
Dope.
The WrestleMania, and I think that was amazing. That was such
You've
a great
never
moment.
Seen that before.
Nah, like to see them both in the ring. Bianca starts crying. I'm like, yo, this is a beautiful moment to see. The women's revolution within wrestling has just been insane, though. You know, NXT, which is WWE's like, it used to be their development thing, but now it's like its own brand. They have their own champion and everything, their own TV rights as well. So the four horsewomen that came out of that, right? You had Charlotte Flair, which is Ric Flair's daughter. You had Becky Lynch, who is a absolute beast in that ring. You had Sasha Banks, and you had Bayley.
Mm.
And all of them are still killing it right now. It's a beautiful thing to see, man.
It's crazy. And who would have thought? You know, like
not me. Not me, bro. I thought we were gonna get Rock and Taker forever at that point. So when we think of like wrestling now, it has never been bigger than what it is, right? When we go back and watch the Attitude Era stuff, there was no cell phones in there. Mm-hmm. So everyone's energy within the building is just locked in on the ring, right? But now it's become this thing that, like, you know, Saudi Arabia flies them out there, Dubai flies them out there just to do their matches there.
It's crazy.
The form of entertainment that it's become, it's you're having guys cross over. Like, for instance, Seth Rollins is supposed to be in an upcoming Marvel film. That's pretty damn cool. Obviously, Rock.
Batista?
Batista's crossover.
Batista's like, no shade to nobody else. He's the best wrestling actor.
What?
I feel like he has the best range. John Cena's hilarious.
John Cena's hilarious.
But if we're talking range, if we're talking acting range, Batista has went into acting and like become an actor. I still feel like when I'm watching John Cena, I'm watching John Cena.
Okay.
And John Cena takes roles that are good for John Cena. Like
That's
Peacemaker.
Fine.
He's Peacemaker.
Perfect.
Even what's that new one? The Ricky. It's
Argyle.
Yeah, Argyle. It's a comedy though, where it's like it was three friends and they had been lying, saying they had this friend that had cancer that they would go visit.
Hilarious. But
it's
no,
Zac
I'm not
Efron's
this.
In it.
Not
Ricky.
Seen this.
Oh, can you look? It's gonna kill me. Yeah. So, but John Cena's in that. But even watching the trailer, like, John Cena's being John Cena.
Right.
And he's hilarious. But, like, I want to see John Cena in, like, a more, maybe a more serious role. Maybe, yeah, Ricky Stanicki. And he's playing, so they hired him to play this friend that they kept saying that they were going to see for, like, 20 years. But then he, like, comes in and, like, starts taking over their life. It looks hilarious.
I agree with you when you say Cena takes roles that are good for Cena.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. But we got to think, like, think of the earlier era of wrestlers, right?
Hulk Hogan was terrible.
Hulk Hogan was in movies, terrible. Roddy Piper's in a film called They Live, which I just heard the synopsis about
love
that.
Him.
And I think that needs to be brought back. I'm gonna go look into that. But then Big Show was in some stuff. We
jiggle all the way.
How many WWE wrestlers were in The Longest Yard? Kevin Nash, Stone Cold. They were in there.
Stone Cold said that N-word a little too good.
He did.
I was looking at him sideways for a while. I was like, I know that was in the script, but it rolled off the tongue. Who do you feel like is it? But you're an actor.
Rock.
And
but hold on, let me explain why. Let me explain why.
Hold it.
Hold on. Let me explain why. You got to think, like, people are only seeing the success of Rock in the last 5 to 10 mm-hmm. years. No one's talking about all the BS that Rock had to do trying to break in.
It was crazy.
Okay, so the mummy thing mm-hmm. kicks off. He's in the Scorpion King. It's a big deal. WWF's mm-hmm. like going crazy with the promo. Then he gets the spinoff. Bet. Mm-hmm. But then he's in movies like Be Cool. Do you remember that film?
Yeah, Be Cool. He was in Tooth Fairy.
Keep going.
He was in
Game Day.
Yeah, Game Day.
Keep going.
He was in Gridiron Gang.
Uh-huh.
He was in
the mountain one that Disney did, the Race to Witch Mountain film.
But all of those roles.
Doom.
And then that action one where he didn't have no lines.
I don't know that one.
But even when I'm watching The Rock, I feel like I'm watching The Rock. I don't feel like I'm watching a character.
That means that the brand of The Rock is that big.
He's
doing
the same thing that he's doing John Cena. No, because I feel like he can't act, man. I don't feel like The Rock.
Andre the Giant
was great. I love The Princess Bride. It's one of my favorite movies. Not that The Rock can't act, but I feel like The Rock is meticulous in picking roles where he doesn't have to necessarily show range. Whereas I feel like Batista.
Who wants to see Rock all of a sudden be
I want to see an actor. That's what I'm saying. If we're talking about who's a skilled actor.
A skilled
actor. Not The Rock.
Actor.
I feel like The Rock is a great person to put in movies.
Macho Man Randy Savage and Spider-Man.
He was playing himself. That's what I'm saying. Batista don't play himself. He gets in the role. Okay, he acts.
Batista got Guardians of the Galaxy underneath his belt.
And it's some other stuff.
He's got the M. Night Shyamalan film that just came out underneath his belt. The Glass Onion, he's in that as well. He's a frat boy in that.
But exactly.
He's a rich frat
boy
in that.
Now, let's compare that role to Guardians of the Galaxy. Two completely different roles.
He's a dumbass in Guardians.
Now, let's compare. Thank you. Blade Runner. Now, let's compare The Rock in Tooth Fairy to The Rock in Jumanji. It's the same Rock, baby. Okay? Walking Tall Rock is the same Rock as Gridiron Rock. He got two ranges. Love him. Fine as hell. Would. But if we're talking acting range, because The Rock has built up this persona where he doesn't have to be nobody but The Rock. And that's fine. But Batista is an actor.
Okay.
You see his hand?
I get you.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You like the fact that you've seen Batista embrace this thespian.
He gonna act.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is it, but he gonna act. Okay? The Rock is not finna... I'm The Rock.
Yeah.
I'm not... I don't have to... I know he works hard, but he don't have to try.
No, he don't.
I'm The Rock. Batista is known, but Batista is nowhere near as known as The Rock. So you're going to have to kind of put in that. Motherfucker, you have to act.
Yeah.
You're out of here, pal. Get your bald ass on. Like, The Rock. The Rock don't have to do shit.
I have one thing about Batista that you say as far as him being an actor, that means embracing all that comes with Hollywood, mm-hmm. right? Can we pull up a picture of Batista in, let's say, 2023?
What you finna do about Batista? Look at that hand.
Okay, the picture right here with Samuel L. Jackson.
Is that?
Yeah. I just want you to see. Let's see if
what
it pulls
this?
Up.
He's so messy.
It's not going to pull up. Oh, just click on the middle one.
What'd he do?
Can you zoom in maybe just to his face?
What's wrong with his face?
What do you see? You don't see a change in some product?
He got lip filler?
There you go.
You saw child.
You didn't notice this?
No.
That's bullshit, Roxy, that you didn't notice this. Pull up Dave Bautista in like 2010.
I hate you.
Look.
I see it now. Why are you going?
So the business embraced it that much?
But you gotta get some lip filler.
Look!
Okay, yeah, them shits filled. Them shits filled. That's crazy.
You didn't notice this?
No, I didn't.
I was like, yo, does my man got the plump going?
The plump?
My man went and got the plump.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's fucking
You didn't know that?
I hate your guts. I knew it was something stupid. He did. Hey, I don't like that fit neither. But that's what I'm saying.
I liked when Batista, yo, I will say this, though, because he broke in with Evolution.
Yeah.
Right? And that's they were all embracing the Ric Flair, like, jet flying, limousine riding thing. You ever seen the photo of all of them courtside at a Laker game? Or some
NBA
game?
Were they wearing the matching fit?
They were all suited and booted. This is back in that era. And Batista used to come to the ring always suited and booted.
Yeah,
he always had good style. But I'm curious on what the hell is going on now.
I hate that lip filler.
You didn't notice?
I did not. And now I can't. Thanks, you've ruined. What's the new one coming out? Now I can't watch more. Look at that. Look at plumps. Look at them plumps. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So that's my only thing with Batista, man.
He like, I liked it till you filled your lips.
Till you filled your lips.
Hey, Hollywood be Hollywood, and people be feeling the pressure. I don't think he needed to plump them lips, but you know. People be feeling the pressure.
It's a different run, man. It's a talk about 19 and then we'll do show and tell. Okay. And rest of it again, devolution. Yeah, Cam, what, bro? Just mad and didn't notice
that. Nobody noticed. Cleo was mad. He was like, not you.
No, exactly. Man. Okay. When we think of wrestling, we're lifers. We've been watching it since we were kids, and here we are still today. Like, I was just at Monday Night Raw. I was here in Anaheim.
It's crazy. And didn't invite nobody, didn't get nobody a call. It's fine.
I can't say what I was doing, though. I was backstage shooting something for the...
Oh.
So, get ready for it.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Very, very excited
for
that.
My bad. Hey, bro.
Get working, bro. I was working. That's the thing.
Man,
people, when people see me, they think it's like, oh, he having fun. Like, bro, I'm working. I'm trying to find how we can... make this a
I'll give you that. That's valid.
Thank you.
I would like to go next time.
I'm not inviting you.
That's crazy.
I'm not inviting you.
I'm a lifer.
You already admitted to like falling off and off the
But train. I still was there.
Okay.
I was watching CM Punk shoot that promo on the thing.
The pipe bomb?
Yeah, when he...
Such a great moment.
Yeah, he's great.
We've been fans our entire life, man. Mm-hmm. So when we think of like the throwback era, we think about, you know, the toys that they had. We think about the video games that they had. What are some of your favorite things that aren't directly like just watching the wrestling product? What are some things that you love that were spent on?
You remember the one that was stretching? Oh, yeah. They had the
Stretch Armstrong.
You know what's crazy? Slim Jims. Everybody that I know that ate Slim Jims was because of Randy Macho Man Savage and that commercial.
Yeah.
Randy Macho Man Savage voice is just my favorite because I do it all the time. But you remember, step into a Slim Jim. He would, But like, even you remember Stacker too? Why were they selling us weight loss products? I know that's crazy.
So I go back and watch the old pay-per-views and I see those ads come up. I'm like, what?
This is inappropriate for us.
Yeah.
But definitely the stretchy toy. I would have the wrestler toys. I still have my old one with The Rock.
I saw my
and
Rock
it
one.
Didn't look like him at all.
Mm-mm.
And the neck just kind of moved like that.
Yeah.
Old wrestling game. I would always be The Rock, but I would use his Nation of Domination theme song. This is like the when they came out like 2000.
We are the Nation of Domination.
The CDs. I used to get all the CDs for the soundtracks.
Dope.
You remember when he did a song with Wyclef? He did It Doesn't Matter with Wyclef?
Yes, he did.
It doesn't matter.
He did.
Okay, I'm a nerd. But yeah, it was
deep cut on that one, by the way. Like, no, folks know, like the fans know, but like someone randomly like Rock has a song with Wyclef Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got 21 Benzes in my some of my Benzies. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, the CDs, it was so much. I used to buy the DVD sets. I got one with Edge.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the Edge stuff.
You were an Edge head?
I loved Edge.
I thought so. You seem like you would love it. All the girls liked Edge. It was his hair.
It was
his hair.
But he looked like a vampire. You remember he was with the Brood.
Yeah.
And so like that, but like vampires have always just been sexy. So he was like bite me. So he was just like a sexy, long-haired, blonde vampire man.
Yeah.
But then he started becoming...
Vampire man.
I ain't gonna lie, when he cut his hair, I was like, yuck.
Yup.
Go put a wig on.
Yeah.
But yeah, Edge was good.
Okay, got you. Some of my favorite things I still own. I have the PlayStation WWF games. I got the N64 one as well. And it was always cool getting a chance to play your favorite wrestler and then hear the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the toy that was a Titantron? where so they had the stage, right?
Yeah, you could.
And then the toy had like a scanner on the bottom of the foot of the toy of the wrestler.
So they
and
the as thing
you,
with...
yeah, as you slid across that, the song would play for that wrestler.
That's dope.
I thought that was the coolest thing.
I couldn't
ever.
Get it. I was poor, but
my
I
friend
wanted...
had it. I didn't have it.
He was like,
yeah, I wanted to steal
either.
It. I ain't gonna lie. How was I gonna steal that out of his house?
Because it was
break
huge.
It in pieces exactly and take it out.
But yeah, like there were so many. There was so much merch. Like, I mean,
that's
you got
the
cool belt
part,
here,
though.
Too. I've always wanted a belt. I'm going to get a belt.
You can't
Can I get
have
the
it.
Black one?
No.
I don't want to. I'm not going to keep it. Can I touch it? I don't want to touch the white one because I'll be having
it. But it has the women's side on. Oh. It says women's side.
I don't want to get makeup on it. You be like, you. Pretty. I don't want to get makeup on it. You be like, you got makeup on my
here.
Belt.
Here.
Yeah, give me black.
He's not another thing that. Back. So I've been to plenty of wrestling shows. Thank you so much. I've been to wrestling pay-per-views. And if you sit in a certain area, you get a chance to take home a commemorative chair.
Really?
Yeah. So I have Money in the Bank, which is it's literally just Roman Reigns' face.
Mm.
And yeah, that shit stays in the garage. I'm like,
aww.
I'm not keeping this out here because
come up off that.
Now girls will just sit on
I
it because you want to sit
chair.
On his face. See?
Oh
exactly.
My God. Oh.
I've got
oh,
Raw.
Beautiful.
I've got SmackDown.
That's
I've
fire.
Got No Mercy and Hell in a Cell. The Hell in a Cell one has Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, and John Cena on
That's
it. Looks
fire.
Really cool. But this is my favorite one because this is from Royal Rumble. What I think it says 2019. This was days before my birthday. It was in Phoenix, Arizona. And it has
That's
a
cool.
bunch of different wrestlers on it from that time. I'm going to show you guys it really quickly. So, yeah, we got a whole roster of the WWE superstars at that run. And after this show, I got a chance to go hang out with the Usos. And Samoa Joe,
that's
and
dope.
Naomi, and Sheamus.
Was Rikishi there? I love him.
Kishi, no, Kishi's not there. But yeah, obviously at this time. So, man, listen.
You could have said hi.
I have never been more drunk in my life than hanging around these wrestlers.
Yo, they be drinking. Wrestlers be drinking.
Listen,
like, they do not
no,
be playing.
Roxy, you don't get it.
They
I woke up. I've never had like a hangover in my life. Going out with these guys, they found out it was my birthday, so they're just like,
oh,
go,
yeah,
go. And I got my best friend with me. We woke up that night. We're in Phoenix. I'm not used to this heat. Oh, my God, Roxy. I had to walk to 7-Eleven with a hoodie pulled up because it was so, I didn't have glasses or anything. So I have a banging-ass headache, right? I'm hungover. There's a 7-Eleven on the other side of the hotel, but I don't want to see that bright-ass sun. So I'm literally walking with the hoodie pulled just with this hole open.
No thanks.
Just to get Advil and water. But yeah, very, very great memory to hang with these guys, man. Big shout out to the Usos and Naomi. They're amazing folks. And big shout out to Caleb Braxton as well for hooking us up that day. So yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So my item
is.
Ha ha! So I saw these at Ross.
Is that Kurt Angle?
Yes. That's what.
How do we not put Kurt Angle? We got to talk wrestling. Go.
Oh.
We didn't even talk about Kurt.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
We got to do one just about like the Attitude Era because there were just so many iconic wrestlers.
Yeah.
But I saw these at Ross. Ross be having some heat. I like how you're like, I have a chair and all these belts. And I'm like, pair of socks. And so they have, but it's like literally some of my favorite wrestlers. And as you can see, these socks are worn. I be working out in these. But it literally has, each sock's got a, they're clean. You like feet. I watch your stuff. But yeah, this sock has Stone Cold and Mick Foley and Gold Dust, and is that Shawn Michaels? And Triple H, and The Rock's on the back, and Kurt Angle, and Kane, and the Hardy Boys. And which one's on that one?
The same thing.
It's the same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
I think they got it flipped. Yeah, they got it flipped, so it's on
They
the
got
front,
Gold Dust on here.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen Gold Dust on anything. Don't hold my sock like that.
As I was saying. yeah.
He's
no, this is great Attitude Era thing showing off as far as this air, like, bruh, you're right, that is Sean. We can't even see Sean's face.
Well, no, they got on this one, you can.
Oh, okay, got it. You're right, it is flipped. Yeah, take your sock away.
But yeah, the Attitude Era was just such a great time,
right,
for wrestling, and these socks were like $4. So.
Yeah. I just, no.
Touch my sock.
Don't.
Your chair likes it.
Do not. Do not.
This is what Brendan was dealing with.
Do that. To my chair.
Now your chair knows.
You're violating my chair, which are stinky ass.
Your chair said, yeah. They not stinky. These are clean. And I be using that damn detergent with the sprinkle things. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
They come in a little can because you don't wash your own clothes, Richie Rich. But yes, for those of us that do our own laundry.
Ass.
There was the, yeah, people be, kids be eating them.
No, it's poison.
Is it? Is the chemicals?
They're on your body now.
Oh, well. bitch. Anyway. I smell good.
Man, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of How to Nerd. Roxy Hayes, me and her could talk about wrestling all day. Next time we'll have Brendan more involved. I'm gonna figure out how to get Cam. Yeah. You rock wrestling? No.
Not right.
Wrestling? Yeah. Cam? No.
Rock. You didn't even try.
Yeah. The Bootios. Oh,
the
New
Booty-o,
Day.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even really talk about New Day. We didn't talk Kofi Kingston.
We got to talk.
It's a lot. R-Truth. It's a lot of stuff we could talk about.
R-Truth is on right now.
Yeah.
And he's doing a great job.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, the fans will love him. He's stupid over, man. Ah. Make sure you guys check out the Patreon. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Make sure you guys hit a like, comment. Make sure you guys hit the bell for the notification. That way you guys can stay up to date. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Okay, anything else to say, Roxy?
I'm going to ask
you.
Okay,